This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get to a number of issues before the bottom of the hour when Congressman Pete Stauber joins us on the show a number of times, announcing that he's running for re-election yesterday, has won twice in his district. Okay, I want text on this one. This is a Randy Johnson story from the Trib. I want to get text first before we react to it. Brock Faber is one of the 9 Minnesotans on the men's Olympic team, hockey team, just like there are 9 women. So a hockey dominated by Minnesotans. He's one of 3 Gophers. In the Randy Johnson story, like pretty much any hockey player in Minnesota, Brock Faber is quite familiar with the 2004 movie about the Olympic medal team, Miracle on Ice. Of course, the Miracle movie. He estimates, the defenseman estimates, he watches the film about 50 times a year. That is commitment. Tell me the movie through a text, and then we'll react to him later before we get to Congressman Stauber, that you have watched the most. I have nothing in my life, I don't think a movie, that would come close to this. I'm trying to think of something that I've watched start to finish 50 times. What is the movie that you have watched the most? I mean, if I could say what event if I've watched most, it's the 1986 Masters, of course, like any true patriot. It seemed like a movie, but that's not a movie. Which movie have you watched the most? Because Brock is all over Miracle. Miracle, by the way, properly rated. Very good movie, right? You guys agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, any movie where you know what the climax is, and I would put Apollo 13 in this category too, where you know what the climax is, and yet it's still able to get you to sit on the edge of your seat in that moment, is a darn good movie.
That is. Okay, so text me the movie you have watched the most. I know Adams. It's not Saving Private Ryan. It's the X-rated version. So you don't have to.
Saving Ryan, you don't Ryan have to, Privates? Is that what you're?
Yes, that's it. That's Adams. Yeah, it's not really from the start to finish either, but that's a different category. Okay, how about the rabbi in the hostage situation which happened? And we talked about it briefly yesterday. But the information that comes out about how heroic he was, Rabbi Walker. And here is the part that stands out to me the most. The rabbi has taken part in at least 4 separate trainings in recent years from the local police department, the FBI, the Anti-Defamation League, and a nonprofit group called Secure Community Network, which provides resources to Jewish institutions nationally. The sessions taught him that if you get in this situation, a hostage situation, with an individual who was killed, who was looking for the release of someone, You have to do whatever you can. It gave me the courage and the sensibility. And the other folks are just raving about this rabbi and how astute, how calm. When they needed to yell, they yelled, how they eased closer and closer to the door. What is it, again, say about our society today and the hate in our society today for certain people the opposite aisle? Gender, race, religion. And we have seen a dramatic uptick in anti-Semitism. Dramatic. White supremacy and that surge has played an enormous part in the surge in anti-Semitism. But this is another reminder of how our country is failing. And I get that we cannot account for every mentally unstable individual. Because that's what many family members said about the individual behind the hostage, that there have been signs for a long, long time. And I get when we have an open society of well over 300 million people, we are going to have awful events, just tragic, tragic events. But to act like we don't have patterns in this area is lunacy and just avoiding it. Targeting women, targeting color of skins, targeting religion, threats to doctors who speak out on medical matters. Threats to athletes because the team lost. And now if you're a rabbi, or you're a priest, or you're a man, or you're a congressman, or you're a broadcaster, whatever, you probably should get training if you're attacked and how to handle it. This is 2022, and we have so many platforms now, which can be phenomenal for humor, for information, for exchanges, and also filth, vile, lies, hates, fomenting anger with social media and other outlets. And thankfully, in this case, the four individuals who were targeted because of their religion had a person who was trained, and I'm sure the others helped also, but it appears from what the three individuals said and the authorities that this rabbi's training by so many people, so many different organizations, helped him out. And I'm not saying in 1986 or 1962 or whatever it might be, we never had something close to this. But the amount of attacks like this over differences, it's just not close. And I just read this yesterday afternoon, Adam, and then you chime in, Dan, and I just thought, this is what you have to do. You're in charge of a church, a synagogue, a mosque. You're in these other positions, and either you have to have security with you all the time, you have to be trained what to do it, because we have individuals out there who, to some level of mental health disturbances and others, just hatred towards you because of your religion, your race, or where you stand. And it's just tragic that it is prominent as it is. And even if it was one time, it'd be tragic, but it's just become too commonplace.
You know, this is something, obviously, seeing this story, that as somebody who's trying to get into the job of ministry, struck me pretty directly in terms of, like you said, this is a reality. And as sad as it is, and as much as we need as a society to address the issues that lead to these sorts of things, the practical reality is, if you're somebody leading a place of worship at this point, this is probably training you need to look into. And it immediately made me wonder, what we have here in Minnesota. What can I start, you know, working on myself? What is the church that I belong to doing? Because this happens in a heartbeat, right? I mean, there often aren't red flags in terms of, you know, if you're an institution, that this person who just walked in the door is going to pull something like this. So you have to have, it's not like, you know, hey, there's a guy showing up on a week-to-week basis and maybe we should be ready in case something happens. No, I mean, it just happens, right? And it's sad that you have to have religious leaders and places that are designed to be places of worship and places of peace be prepared for this sort of thing. But you're right. I mean, the number of these incidences isn't going down. And in fact, mm-hmm. is going sharply up. And there's no question that this was about the fact that this was a synagogue. This was, he didn't randomly pick a place. He picked a synagogue.
No.
And when he had a chance for a phone call, who'd he call? He called a rabbi in New York. So this is very much about Judaism and hatred of Judaism. So it's scary. It's scary, you know, again, just in my unique or my individual circumstance. It's a scary situation. But I pray to God that if I ever found myself in that situation, I would have the courage and the clear-headedness that this rabbi had, because he probably saved those other three people's lives.
Yeah. Emmanuel Church, obviously, is one that comes to mind.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many examples.
Yeah.
How about you, Adam?
Well, I think, first of all, just thankful that this ended with as little loss of life as it did. I mean, so many stories were recapping this when it's been some awful tragedy. But I was just thinking about this the other day with being so polarized now, and so many people who believe that the people who oppose their views are not only oppose their views, but in fact, have dangerous views and that are their enemy. I am shocked that we don't see more cases of, you know, political assassination. It's because, like, and you mentioned, you know, about how just a lack of clarity in our sources of information, and people getting just bad sources of information and coming to believe things that other people seem to point out as ludicrous, it's frightening.
And it'd be natural to ask, you know, if some very well-known person, be it a, you know, big-time religious leader or, you know, a politician of some sort, if there was somebody like that killed in a situation like this, would that be enough to shake us out of it? And frighteningly, going back to our conversation yesterday, I don't know that it would. I don't think that changes
it. I'm going to go even further. Absolutely not. It would not. I would say this. I wish we wouldn't have to get to a point where we would have to have anything where we would lose someone of such decency to shake us to our core, Dan. I don't see scenarios out there. I don't see a scenario where we find a politician who gets elected right now who can bring people together. And just for us, because we see him from the text, we don't even read half the text that are sent to us, and we get a lot. And I'm glad we do. But there are some, Dan and Adam, you both know, that are so troubling and so convinced by something and so angry. And Dan, since you were going, keep going, don't even have a semblance of the truth and just believe it. And a lot of you waiting, and it's your fault and this, and it's just not tied to reality. It's not just opinions. We're going to have spirited disagreement. It's their facts aren't close.
Well, you mentioned the word reality, and I think that's it. It's just, you know, you're living in alternate realities at this point. And we're fortunate / unfortunate enough in this country to be able to do that, right? I mean, we have enough money and technology and whatnot that if we want to construct our own alternate reality where facts don't really matter and we can just make things be however we want them to be and then get angry when other people don't come along with us in that regard, that's the reality, or that's the situation that we're in right now. And who would even be the most notable religious figure in this country right now? Because politicians, you're automatically going to have that divide, right? If somebody were to be killed, and it's, I don't know, is this a ludicrous conversation to even have about, you know, who could it possibly be that would generate enough sympathy to have it? You know?
I don't think we have one individual like that. Obviously, Billy Graham forever.
Yeah.
No one as close as Billy Graham right now.
Not right now. The only name that pops in my mind right now is Bishop Michael Curry, who's the guy that did Harry and Meghan's wedding. the head of the Episcopal Church here in America. But I mean, he's not that well. He's certainly nowhere near Billy Graham, and no. I don't know that he's even close to an everyday name.
No, I don't. No one right now.
No.
And that listen, we have seen the numbers of people who are affiliated with religion drop dramatically. That doesn't mean we still don't have tens and tens of millions of people who still don't go, who still aren't tied to their religion. But I mean, think of Billy Graham. Billy Graham was, yeah. It didn't matter the president's party. He was there. Now we don't have that. Or, well, listen.
No, now his son
we had somebody,
stumps for Trump.
I mean, let me just finish. Yeah. Let me just jump in there. We had Barack Obama who ran, who went to his church weekly, was involved with Reverend Wright, who said some outlandish things, some disgusting things at the time. But it was Reverend Wright. And then we had an individual who replaced him, who questioned whether he was born and questioned his faith. And, yeah, Donald Trump talked about his faith, and whenever he was asked any questions about it, couldn't answer a single one, but could hold up a Bible well. So that's where we are now in using religions, religion or differing religious views against people because their name might be different and they might look different.
Well, he didn't even hold it up all that well. Remember, it was upside down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, you want to chime into this topic, you can. We're also going to go to a much lighter topic that I said at the start because we like to go back and forth. We think a lot of people like to do it. You can move from horrifying events to lighter events. We're going to go back and go because we're going to a bunch of texts. I mentioned the Gopher hockey defenseman who says he watches Miracle 50 times a year. And we all agree it's a very good movie. What is the movie you've watched the most in your life? What is it? 651-461-9226. You can chime into that text. And also, in about 15 minutes, Congressman Pete Stauber is going to join us. You have a question or comment, a respectful one for the congressman, you can send a text to that same number. We're back in moments on CCO. 8th District Congressman Pete Stauber is going to join us in less than 10 minutes. Among our topics right now, the movie you have watched the most, what do you have? Adam Carter, does one movie for you stand out the most, that you have watched the most?
Instinctively, I'm going to go with Young Frankenstein because my dad and I watched that when I was very young and we owned the VHS, and I can repeat that movie line by line probably the most. Others, you know, like Airplane. I've seen Airplane many, many times. You know, those Raising Arizona, also one of my favorites. So those three probably the most.
Dan?
Well, three guesses in the first two don't count.
Star Wars, and Star Wars.
I mean, now, Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie. You know, don't at me. Forget it. That's it. That's the answer. Having said that, the one that I probably watch more than any other is the original. Because the original is the only one of that trilogy that sort of exists all on its own, right? I mean, it was kind of a complete movie in and of itself. You didn't need the other two necessarily to enjoy that one. So if I'm going to watch Empire, I'm probably going to try and watch all three or at least the original into Empire. But I can watch the original all on its own, so I've probably seen that one more time than any of the others.
Caddyshack, Animal House, Godfather. I got a long list, but I want to get to a bunch of people here. A lot of people saying Big Lebowski. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Carter, you must love it.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yep.
Enemy of the State. Thought once. Thought it was fine. Let's see. Let's get to a bunch more here. Shawshank. Shawshank, a lot of people are going to say.
Yep.
I like Shawshank. I think it is a very good movie. But I don't think in any way it compares to the all-time great movies. I just don't. I just think it's on so much.
That's it. It's on but every 5 minutes. Yeah.
Comparing Shawshank to Godfather to me is laughable. The first year it came out, I saw Star Wars 27 times
wow.
all in a theater.
Wow.
This from a texter.
Wow.
Putting you to shame.
No joke. There goes my nerd title.
Where is your commitment?
Wow.
Texter suggests, Adam, slap shot over 1,000 times.
Wow. That's pretty good. That's up there for me, too. I've seen, excuse me, slap shot many, many times.
Was taken out of the movie theater by my father in the middle of slap shot.
I can see that. Probably thought it was
going to
be a good feel-good hockey movie.
Yeah. Well, you know him, Mr. Hockey. Uncle Buck, the proposal. Back to the Future, Spaceballs, Armageddon, Top Gun, Breakfast Club, Raiders, Jaws, Hunt for Red October, Hoosiers, Tommy Boy, Scarface, Sound of Music. You love the Sound of Music, Carter.
Oh, the hills are alive.
Mm-hmm. Planes, trains, and automobiles. All very good suggestions. I don't know if it's quite 50 times a year, but that is, I guess the guy saw a slap shot 1,000 times. He's telling Brock, hey, good luck trying to catch up to me. Okay, Congressman Pete Stauber is minutes away after weather and traffic. And Adam, I'm waiting for Q. Can you jump in on the weather once again? That'd be great. Weather and traffic here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.